evening. Welcome to the Yacht YouthNet, a group function of the Young Amateurs Communication Cam Team. This net is held every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Yacht Conference Server number 954283 and on the W8PIS-R Echolink repeater. Although this youth is targeted to youth hams, any licensed ham is welcome to check in. Your net control this evening is Clay, Charlie, Lima, Alpha Yankee, call sign Kilo Delta 9, Hot Grilled Oysters. And my yacht number is Yacht Team Youth 170. I am located in Denver, Indiana, which is about an hour and a half north of Indianapolis, Indiana. Please give your membership number if you are a yacht member. Otherwise, give your call, first name and QTH. The net is open for check-ins. I will say, so far I have written down KJ, Kilo Juliet 7, Golf Sierra Juliet, Mike Whiskey 6, Sierra Zulu Lima, Whiskey 0, Alpha Alpha Echo, 9 Whiskey 2, India X-Ray Yankee, Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform, Mike 6, Papa November Hotel, Kilo 5, Delta Charlie Charlie, Kilo Golf 8, Charlie X-Ray, Kilo November 4, Victor Kilo X-Ray, and I have space for whoever is with that station, and also Whiskey 3, Mike Lima Juliet, and Whiskey 4, India Papa Charlie. I now, I see K3TEL, I'll take a break. We also have Kilo 9, Golf Victor November, November 0, Charlie Echo Lima, yeah, I already have K5DCC, those are all the, Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Yankee Uniform. All right, we will now commence the net, starting with Kilo Juliet 7, Golf Sierra Juliet. Landon, go ahead.
This is Landon, KJ7GSJ. This is going to be a quick one because I have somewhere to be. So this will be quick. My member number is 277. Just like to make it known that I would like to encourage anyone who hasn't done so to join the Amateur Radio Prep Group on Zello. It's a group of people who try to help and support anyone who is interested in amateur radio and to help with any questions and answer those questions that they have, so that they hopefully can be able to get licensed. And we also have a net every Saturday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1700 UTC, where everyone can check in, and those questions can be answered at that time. Anyway, that's all I have for here. I'm going to say 7-3 all, and thanks for hosting the net, Clay. KJ7GSJ would be clear. Back to net control.
All right. Thank you for checking in, Landon. One quick question. I tried to get Zello on my phone, but all that comes up is the Zello PTT walkie-talkie. I assume I'm looking at the wrong thing or something, but what is it?
That is the correct app you should download.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I can talk. All right. I see Alpha Bravo 5 Whiskey X-Ray has joined. I have you down on the log. We will now go down to Mike Whiskey 6 Sierra Zulu Lima. Declan.
Yes, this is Mike Whiskey 6, Sierra Zulu Lima. Hello there, Clay. I'm doing quite fine today, and it's nice actually seeing one of our youth members actually hosting it for once. It's quite awesome, to be completely honest, and I'm going to be in out because I am quite tired today. haven't gotten much sleep. So, probably going to need a bit of sleep afterwards. So, might listen in for a little bit longer, but probably go to bed very shortly. But, yeah. Always forget my anthem. I don't know what it is. Don't really know what to say, so, just tired. Back to you. From my good 60s. I'm messing up my home call sign today. And by the way, you're doing a great job there, Claire, you are. From Michael Ski 6, Sierra Zulu Lima, back to you.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, Declan. Good to hear you. Always good to hear you on that. We are now down to Whiskey Zero Alpha Alpha Echo, Keith. Go ahead.
Yep, this is Case. Kilo Echo Echo Sierra Whiskey Zero Alpha Alpha Echo here. And yeah, I was just checking in today. Had a little bit of HF today. Nothing much here. Still developing the contest that Connor will talk about hopefully here pretty soon. W4IPC, hopefully, yep, he's still on here. And, yeah, nothing much here. Just kind of standing by, and nothing much here. I'm just doing some HF right now, so that's about it for today. Anyway, I'll send it back to Nat, W0AAE. I'll send it back over to you.
All right, thank you for stopping by. Glad you could check in. Good luck on the contest. Now moving down to 9 Whiskey 2 India X-Ray Yankee. Carl, go ahead.
9HGO 9W2IXY. Yeah, thank you very much, Clay. Checking in from Malaysia. My number is 269. Good evening to everyone listening, and I believe it's a good morning to a few of our members as well. Yeah, I'm just running some 40 meters FT8 in the background, and I'm just enjoying the Sunday with ham radio, I guess. You're doing a really good job. You sound really professional, Clay, and congratulations as a net controller. Back to you, KD9HGO 9W2IXY.
All right. Thanks, Carl, and thank you very much for checking in. Kilo, Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform, Timothy.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Timothy, KT3CDU. We have on my All-Star node, move this, we have on my All-Star node a gentleman from... drawing a blank where he's from. Anyhow, his call is... ZL4CEL, I repeat, Zulu, Lima, 4, Charlie, Echo, Lima, New Zealand. That's Terry is coming in through my All-Star node. So go ahead and put him on your log there as well. This is KC3CDU, Westmoreland County, New Florence, Pennsylvania, just out enjoying the wonderful evening breeze. It is 71 degrees here. And just out walking and enjoying every moment of it. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Uniform. Back to Net Control.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in. And sounds like there's Plenty of action going on out there in radio world. Mike 6 Papa November Hotel. Sean.
Yeah, thanks for getting me into the net there. Not really, just been working today. And then came home and went on some FTA tests. No particularly interesting contacts today there, but that's really what I'm enjoying now. FT8 and then the odd VAG 2 on the local repeater there as well. I did get into Nova Scotia there in Canada the other night there. And the Azores and Portuguese Island. But quite enjoying it. Just got it going a couple of weeks ago. And I think it's about 170 contacts I think I've got. But yeah, you're doing a very good as net control. And I'll just scroll up the chat and look for my number because I forgot it. Sorry, it's 282. 282 is my number there. Thanks for checking me into the net. And you're doing a very good job there. Kilo Delta 9 Hotel Golf Oscar, Mike 6 Papa November Hotel.
All right, Sean. Well, thank you for checking in. It's always good to have you. Kilo 5 Delta Charlie Denny.
Yes, thank you. This is K5 GCC Denny, located in northern Arkansas. On a very wet and rainy day. Not too much to add here. We'll defer to you young people. After all, this is the Yacht Youth Net. So it's good to hear you run on the net, Clay. You're doing a great job. Good to hear all the other young people out here, too. Keep up the good work. I'll just be listening in the background here. K5GCC, back to net control.
All right. Thank you for checking in. Kilo Golf 8, Charlie X-Ray, Ed.
Good evening, Clay and everybody else. This is KGCX here. Sounds like a good start to the Yacht Youth Net this evening, Clay, and you're doing very well to run the net. I do want to mention one thing. I had found out earlier this afternoon, I want to pass this information along. We have 4 in Missouri, and they've checked into this net before. I think I looked back in February. That would be the, that would be the Bailey family. And there's 4 young hams, mom and dad, are all members of the yacht team. Kennedy, Jaden, Joey, and Justin. Father's brother lives next door. His propane tank blew. He unfortunately did not survive the explosion, and their house caught fire next door. So they are now looking for a home in town, and they'll be back on the youth net when they get settled down. So our thoughts are with the Bailey family. All 4, and there's a 5th youth that young lady that is working on her technician license. So just thought I'd pass that along. If you want to send your message to them, I already did that on the yacht Facebook chat. But his email is on his QRZ page, and his call sign is. KH2JK, Kilo Hotel 2, Juliet Kilo. He's in Holden, Missouri. So I just thought I'd pass that along. I hate to see anything happen to our yacht members and their families, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about that. So they are struggling to keep things afloat. I'm sure they must have lost just about everything, including their ham radio gear. So anyway, we'll let you continue on, Clay, and looking forward to the rest of the net here. Thanks all for the support this evening. This is KGCX, back to net.
All right. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for that update. I'll be keeping them in mind. Kilo November 4, Victor Kilo X-ray. Go ahead.
KN4VKY, good evening to everybody on the net. It's good to be on. Today's been an amazing day. I've been up working the rig ever since 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the whole Dayton contest that went on. It went amazing. I only took a 30-minute lunch break, but I made 325 contacts, which is a lot in a single day to do, but that was really fun. Enjoying the time, playing outside. There's nothing much new, just enjoying the break that we have, enjoying all the family time, and enjoy being able to be on the radio and be with people on Echolink and hear how everything's going for everybody else. And it's sad for the family that had their house burned down. But I hope everybody has had an amazing day, and I'll pass it to Ryan. This is KN4VKY.
KN4VKW, good evening everybody on the net. Just to tire from all the ham radio work we did, as my brother said, we I got 312 contacts. I went by our Elmer's house, KC4LRR, RJ, worked off of his Kenwood.
For VKX. Good evening, everybody on the net. Great to get together. Wishing to be able to be meeting a lot of people in person up in Dayton this year, but I will say that this being what would have been our first Dayton Hamvention, I'm very happy that we get to connect with everyone on the yacht net tonight. I was very proud of the boys with all the contacts that they did, and our great Elmer, RJ, for letting Ryan run the radio there so that Blake could run the radio here. And other than that, everything is starting to stabilize in the Nashville area, which is good weather-wise and health-wise. We're open back up, doing well, and getting back to normal, which is great and long overdue. And we will be praying for the family in Missouri and seeing what else we can do. Our hearts go out to them. KN4VKX.
All right. Well, thank you all for checking in. It's always good to hear from you. Now down to Michael. Whiskey 3, Mike Lima Juliet in the state of Pennsylvania.
TG9HDO from W3MLJ. Well, hello, Clay, and everybody else here on the net. I operated for about the last hour, made one or two contacts from about noon today till about 6:30 or so, and then 6:30 I started CQing there, but I don't think the bands are too good, but I did hear KN4VKY there. I forget the last number, but or the last letter. I heard you, but I guess you couldn't hear me. I tried calling you a few times, but I didn't get you there. But I made 24 contacts. not too good. I think something happened with my antenna, though. We had some pretty big winds last night, and I don't know if that affected the antenna or not, but wasn't too good. made a few contacts, but oh well, what can we do? But I was just tuning around the HS band here. There's a guy on 7204, and he's about 10 kilohertz wide. It's one of the biggest I've seen, but alrighty, I'll send it back to you, Clay. KG9HGO from W3MLJ.
All right, well, thank you for checking in, and good to hear everyone's having fun on the contest. Actually, 24 contacts sounds more like what I would have... Actually, I probably would have made less than that, but if I had been able to do the contest. but I just got back from work like two hours ago or something like that. So anyway, on down to Whiskey for India, Papa Charlie. Connor, go ahead.
Okay, hello? Okay, the meter is moving. Alrighty, this is going to be a long one, so strap yourselves in. well, I'm currently getting destroyed by mosquitoes. I am at our vacation house in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. So I'm downstairs, and there are mosquitoes out here, apparently, while I'm in my hammock. Anyway, I will talk about the contest first, I guess. It's going to be Monday, this Monday. It's going to be every Monday. For us on the East Coast, it's going to be at, 9 o'clock, I believe, p.m., and that's going to be 01 Zulu, 01 UTC, and it's just 1 hour, side band only, and we want you to stay in the general portions of the bands. And, yes, we had lots of participation. We hope to hear you. You can find us at WWSAC.com. And, well, to talk about Dayton QSO Party, I see everybody, and I will pass it back because my network keeps dropping because it turns out a little island in the Atlantic Ocean doesn't have a good internet connection.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, and thanks for the information on that contest. I think I'll try to go ahead and participate in that. So the website is whiskeysierraalphacharlie.com. Is that correct?
That would be affirmative.
Okay. I see in the chat box that that is correct. And sorry about that, Connor. I doubled with you there for a second, but I have received information in the chat box, so thank you very much for that. I look forward to talking to some of you then. Now to Kilo 3, Tango Echo Lima. Arnold.
All right. I don't know why the thing keeps on dropping out. K3TEL. By the way, I heard a station similar on CW earlier. Up on, I think it was on, was it on 40 or 75? I can't remember. It was on CW. And the guy had a little bit of problem sending, it was a K9GV something, question mark. I don't know. I don't know. I looked up Josiah's call and I thought I seen tech. But I think this other guy was on another frequency. He was down on CW, and I heard that call, and he was working a couple of stations down there. He kept on making the V sounded like a 4, and then the V sounded like a something else. So I don't know if that was Josiah on CW, but a guy, if it wasn't, there was a guy that had a similar call that was down on okay, not you. Okay, it was somebody else, and I was copying CW. I was copying two guys. One, I think maybe using that Chinese QRP rig. Sounded good if he was using it, and he was saying he didn't care for the KX1 or the KX2. He thinks that the Chinese radio, the 20-watt work, received a whole lot better. Well, I've been here and there and all that kind of stuff, a little bit outside today, really nice day today. And actually, I've just started to clean up the apartment because the apartment really needed, okay, it could have been GVM, maybe that's what, yeah, it could have been him because he was down on the frequency and I was copying him, talking with quite a few stations here. And I don't know if that's the guy that's got the QRP rig or not. I was copying a couple of CW stations down on the extra portion. or the general portion, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to save my 7-3s, and I'll try to get into the during the week. And the radio, I don't remember whether it was him that said about the radio, but I was copying somebody that had a QRP, that Chinese something, Model 90 or something like that, that he said that he had. Anyway, back to net, 7-3s, I'll make this my last K3TL.
All right. Thank you for checking in, Arnold. This is Kilo Delta 9 Hotel Golf Oscar, net control for the weekly Yacht Youth Net. We are now going to Kilo 9 Golf Victor November. Josiah, go ahead. Kilo 9 Golf Victor November, K9VVN. Oh, okay, I see you said wait. All right. I'll wait. I gotcha.
All right, sorry. I had my microphone all prepped up, and then I didn't think to plug it in. That probably affects my audio, I don't know. Anyway, this is K9GVN. And I'm in Addison, Illinois. My member number is 279. And nothing much to say here. My friend gave me an 80-year-old trumpet. So I had to sand all the corrosion off, and I washed it like 10 times. So I actually got some sounds out of it, and it sounds really good. So nothing much to say. It's a English model, I believe. It's made in England. I forget what the company was. I could probably put it down in the chat box if I look for it. But for Arnold, it could have been my grandpa. My grandpa loved VW, and he's on it all the time. He doesn't have a Chinese rig. Do you know what can you put down what frequency it was, or do you know what time it was? I could call him and ask him to see if he was on. He's on all the time, and he likes to do a lot of CW. But anyway, nothing much to say. It's been a pretty good week, and actually, my club's net was canceled because we had a big storm in Chicagoland area, and that brought down the repeater's power supply. So that was it's going to take a while for them to get another. I think lightning struck it, struck the antenna, but so anyway, not so much to say. This is K9GVN back to net control.
All right, thank you for checking in. And that's good to hear you on. Down to November 0, Charlie Echo Lima. Carl with a C.
I forgot to let the idea go through on the PIF stroke R. My apologies. Good evening, Clay. Oh, good to hear you. Used to hear you all the time when y'all over in somewheres in Peru, Indiana. Yeah, I do remember that you've met. And good evening to all who's in here. The yacht team, Young Ham's amateur radio communications team, is worldwide once again. So I'll say this, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. That's to cover it all. I am November 0, Charlie Echo Lima. Located in a very damp and soggy Springfield, Missouri. We're in a wet pattern for now for the rest of the weekend. This coming week, it could be nice and dry. Right now, since my Gibson Ridge slash Allison House weather radar software does not, I could probably program it in there right now. My place file showing Fahrenheit, so you folks on Metric deal with me. 70 degrees, about 68% relative humidity, or 68's a dew point. Good grief, the humidity is about 97%, and it is soupy down here. Other than that, we're doing fine. And, I forgot about hamcation. Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyway, you know, COVID-19 messed us all up. And, by the way, K9GVN, there's a Springfield, I believe, in every single state, at least in the 48. I don't know about Hawaii or Alaska, but they probably have one somewhere, too. Anyway, you sound like you kids are having fun out there from what I'm reading on the chat box and everything out there. And good evening to Miss Ashanti down there in Puerto Rico. Hope your family is well. Lots of crazy stuff happening on that island. Y'all hang tough in there. Before I time it out, thank you, Ed. Thank you, Clay, for running it this evening. And y'all take care. I'm just going to kick back, read about Phil Diddy and however you want to pronounce it, and maybe look about getting into some digital modes, but I probably need to buy a signal link first. 73, all y'all. I'm the CEO of Back to Net.
Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Yankee Uniform. Are you still on here? I do not see you, but I'll give you one more chance to check in. Go ahead.
This is KD9Q. Are you here? Sorry, I didn't hear you before. But today we are celebrating my brother Andrew's birthday with our family. And so today was fun. We did a campfire and we had fun with our family. And yesterday we went to the we have a gardens in our area called the Botanical Gardens that we went to yesterday, and there was lots of nice flowers there. So that was basically what we did this week. And, okay. And, this is KD9Q. Are you clear?
All right. Well, thank you, Jacob, for checking in. And Botanical Gardens sounds pretty neat. There's a Botanical Gardens at about half an hour, maybe more, from where we live. We always thought it would be neat to go to that, but we haven't gotten around to it yet. Going down to Alpha Bravo 5, Whiskey X-Ray. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Alpha Bravo 5 Whiskey X-Ray. We're hanging out here in Southeast Texas, just enjoying the afternoon. Over to Tori. She was adamant about getting on here like usual, so I'll break with you, and Tori will pick it up.
Who's on there?
Well, ask his name. What? Can you say your name? Because Tori wants to know what your name is first.
Sure, absolutely. The name is Clay, Charlie Lima Alpha Yankee.
All right, thank you, Clay. Here's Tori, now that she knows your name.
Hey, Clay, this is Tori Gaspard. I've been doing good on the weekend. And
did you eat paper?
I got me eat my favorite ice cream again.
Did you get to hear booming yesterday?
I did. And where is it at? I want to hear more.
Can you hear more thunder?
I do.
Did you get to see the ice cream man last
night? I did, but all I wanted was Bluebell that I got inside.
Oh, okay.
That's all I wanted to do.
All right. Well, do you have anything else you want to say?
I just got 7-3.
All right, so 7-3
is done.
Yep, all right, and that is her 7-3, so with that, I'll turn back to Net, this Alpha Bravo 5 Whiskey X-Ray. Thank y'all for giving her a chance to talk here, and 7-3 to everyone on the net. Back to Net.
Severe. Amateur radio operator in Nissan. to me?
Look, they're saying, hello, Tori. Hello, Tori.
Why am I hearing some coughing from the iPad?
Because Indiana's not coughing.
But I want to hear it.
She likes to hear you cough.
Really?
Yeah. This child.
I want to hear some coughing. I want to hear coughing. Hello.
All right. Well, thank you both for checking in. It's always great to hear from you. Moving down to Kilo 7, Juliet. Kilo Alpha. K7JKA, go ahead. All right. I see you on my list. I'm not sure we might be having... not sure if we're having technical difficulties or not, so I'll give you one more try. Kilo 7, Juliet. Kilo Alpha. Andy, your turn. Okay, I'll come back to him once we get through all the other check-ins. November 0, Juliet. Sierra Delta, John.
M0JSD. Hey, y'all. It's been a while. It's been a few months since I've been on. The M0JSD contest station has returned. We are back at it. Got the rest of the stuff I need to fire up that station again. And we are up and running. Right now, hopefully for good. Hopefully we'll not have any technical difficulties with the station. I ran a CQM last week, made around 40 contacts or so in that group, and I worked it for about an hour, only on CW on 40 meters in the general portion. Sadly, the extra test has been postponed, but that was a few months ago. So it's going to be a while until I get my extra. But hey, in quarantine we can study, can we? Yeah. Other than that, contest news, I haven't worked any of the Hamvention QSO party today. I hope to work some contests next week. If there are any, I'll have to check the contest calendar for that. But that's just me. It's great to be back on the air, and especially on Echo Link with the Nets. I'll try to get on Tuesday, but we'll see how that goes. And, Ed, it's, nice to hear from you. KD9HGO, N0JSD, Y2Y263.
All right, thank you for checking in. Good to hear from you. Whiskey Papa 4, Quebec, Victor Charlie, Ashanti.
Hello, everybody. Hi, good evening. Hello, Edward, if you're there. Hope you're doing good. So today was a good day. I woke up kind of late, but that doesn't matter. Also, it was pretty hot here. A little bit of wind, not a lot, but it's pretty hot. But since it's like 8, it's pretty windy now, since I live in front of the beach. So, yeah, I don't have anything else to say. Back to you, Net Control. This is Whiskey Papa 4. Give it to Charlie.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in. Good to hear from you. We'll now go down to the last check-in on my list. Kilo 3, Charlie Lima. Charlie.
Well, good evening, Clay, and everyone else on the net, or good morning, or good afternoon, or whatever, depending on where all you are. I actually just woke up from a little bit of a nap while I was waiting for some software to compile on this machine, which has, some of it has finished, but I have to go back and do another round, because there's a lot to rebuild. But anyway, hope everyone had a great week. I finished up some things, and I'm actually getting ready for yet another semester on Monday. on Monday, you know, some summer classes. Just wanted to get some credits out of the way, you know, it's all online, so, you know, it's a little, you know, have a little bit more freedom than just, you know, having to go to class all the time. But, you know, it is what it is, and great to see some familiar call signs on the list here. So, kind of losing my train of thought here, so I will turn it back to you, Clay. Thank you for running it this time. K3CL.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in. I do not have any other stations on my log sheet, so I will now, any stations on the W8TIF repeater or any of the other links that would like to check in, please go ahead.
Net control. This is KA9ARZ, Kilo Alpha 9 Alpha Romeo Zulu via the W8PIF repeater. Good evening.
All right. Net control recognizes Kilo Alpha 9 Alpha Romeo Zulu via the W8PIF repeater. Go ahead.
And good evening to all on the net from around the world. This is Kevin, KA9ARZ. I'm getting through the W8PIF repeater across the Bay of Green Bay using a HT with a 5/8 whip. I'm out at my favorite offshore fishing spot here at the mouth of the Bay of Sturgeon Bay, known as the Stone Quarry here, the spot here, and with the winter jacket, it's fairly nice out here tonight. A little bit of cloud cover, so the sunset seekers are going to be disappointed. A lot of people show up here around sunset time, which now is getting around 8:15 Central Daylight Time, to see the sun go below the horizon, below the bay, and so on. But, yeah, where it was normally going to be seen set, you know, all covered with clouds tonight. So we'll see if we can catch some fish here this evening for a call at night. Last night did succeed. Got a 20-inch walleye there and helped somebody else. And a walleye as well. So we'll see before it gets too dark for fishing whether or not I can get another fish to take the bait, so to speak. So appreciate you, Clay, taking that, doing a great job. I'll send it back to you. This is KA9ARZ, 73 all.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in, Kevin, and good luck on your fishing. Any other stations that would like to check in? I see the ham conference has joined, so any stations on there that would like to join the YachtNet, please go ahead.
Alpha X-ray 3 Hotel Juliet, Quebec, AX3HJQ, special event station for World Telecommunications Day.
Zulu Lima 4, Charlie Echo Lima, not via ham conference. Zulu Lima 4, Charlie Echo Lima.
All right, net control recognizes Alpha X-ray 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec, and Zulu Lima 4, Charlie Echo Lima. Alpha X-ray 3, Hotel Juliet, Quebec, go ahead, sir.
AX3HJQ, thanks for taking the check in there, Clay. Looks like you're running the net there today. Yeah, we just finished doing the two news broadcasts, the Amateur Radio Newsline and the local WAA News from Australia, and then we normally catch the end of News Guys on the Yacht Conference. So thanks for taking me check in. I'm also going to give you a weather report. Nice sunny day down here, blue sky, no clouds, and about 14 degrees, so a little bit cold outside, but a very nice day. Thanks for running that there, Clay. Back to you, KD9HGO, I think that's what I wrote down, from AX3HJQ, Special Event Station for World Telecommunications Day.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in, AX3HJQ. Up here, the weather here in northern Indiana, I think it got up to... It got to 70-something today, and I was working, and I work in a greenhouse, so that got kind of rough. It was in the 90s. I think it was almost up to 100. I think it was 100 in one of the greenhouses at one point. So that was very interesting working there. We've had an unusual busy season, unusually busy season. But now going to Zulu Lima 4, Charlie Echo Lima. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Clay, and good evening all to each and every one of you on the Yacht Net. Pleasure to sit here and listen. Awesome operating, my friend. Well done. The name is Terry. Station QDH broadcast location is in the upside-down capital of the world, as it's been put to me before, on the east coast of the South Island of New Zealand. Thoroughly enjoy listening to this net, and thank you for taking my check-in. It's been a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Beautiful sunny day here. A little bit cool. We had a frost this morning, which certainly knocks the temperature out of the woods. And thank you to Timothy KC3CDU for allowing me to connect via All-Star. You probably can't see me unless you've got Superman or Orman or something like that. Keep up the good work, all of you. It's awesome to listen to good operating, and I thoroughly have enjoyed the many times that I've listened to them. Don't check in terribly often, but that will probably change in the future. Net Control, thank you for recognizing ZL4, Charlie Echo Lima, Best 7-3.
All right. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear from you. One last time, any stations not on the log who would like to check in to the Yacht Youth Net, please call now. All right, hearing none, the Yacht Youth Net is now terminated at the late, late hour of 8:56 p.m. Eastern Time or 7:56 Central Time. We had a total check-in count of 23. We had a grand total of 23 stations check in. We thank everyone who participated, and this net is now open. Since it's over, this node is now open to talking to whoever you'd like. If you'd like to talk to any of the DX stations, I guess it would be, that are on here, go right ahead and do that. This is Kilo Delta 9 Hot Grub Oysters closing the Yacht Youth Net. 7-3.
Hey, could you check XM0JST?
Yeah, well, go ahead. But listen, Drew is on board, KC9ZJX. He's the fellow from Illinois who has won many awards. I think he's the Hamvention Youth of the Year. Why don't you let him go first, then, John, I'll take care of you. Clay, why don't you go ahead and give Drew a chance to make some comments. That's KC9ZJX. Go ahead, Clay.
Oh, absolutely. I did not see you on the list. KC3ZJX. Drew, please go ahead. Kilo Charlie 9, Juliet. Yeah, sorry. Starting over again. Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu Juliet X-ray. Drew, go ahead.
He has a comment in the chat box, and I always include people in the chat box as well as in audio.
He just says, this is Drew, KC9ZGX. I miss you all this year at Hamvention. Of course, having met at Hamvention the last couple of years, I've always had a chance to meet up with him and his dad. So, anyway, he's one of our bright stars of ham radio, of which we have many, including yourself, Clay. I think you're officially signed off here, but I have all the listings of check-ins, even some of those who showed up on screen that didn't get a chance to make any comments that might have signed off earlier. I still have them on the list. And we had a good turnout tonight. Thanks to you, Clay. I commend you on your fine performance, and you certainly can do this again sometime down the road. But John has a question for me, so I think I'll defer to John at this time. That would be, looking for the, N0JSC. Go ahead. This is KGCX.
CX, N0JSD in Virginia. Oh, well, it's great to hear you, Ed. I haven't been on lately. The HF contest station in the room here, it's officially now a contest station for me only because I'm only going to be doing contests on HF because that's what I'm going to be strictly doing with the station here, is pretty much just contesting. If I want to make a queue or so, I'll get on and do that. If I want to do some DX work, but that's just right now. QRZ is updated and everything like that. So just wanted to say howdy to you, Ed. It's been a long time since I've been involved with Yacht on the Nets. I might try to make it Tuesday, but I'm not sure because of work. But we'll see. Anyway, Ed, back over to you, KGHCX, N0, Juliet, Sugar Delta.
KGHCX, all right, number 263. Very good, John. Always good to hear from you. Don't forget Monday evening, the youth sideband contest for that 1 hour. I think there's a lot to be said for it. And IPC, you probably know Connor. He's one of the forces behind it. And there's a couple of other Yacht members as well. So we're going to give that a shot on Monday evening and see if we can't contribute to that cause. Clay, go ahead and call Katie. I see she's on board right now. KGHCX. Oh, I think Katie, let's see. Clay, I think, left us. He was in net control. Then I guess I'll recognize Katie, KE8LQR, and somebody in your family has a birthday today. Go ahead, Katie. KE8LQR, go ahead, Katie. I've got you on the list here. Clay has, I guess, left us, so I'll just finish up for him. Go ahead. Oh, she says her mic is not working. Well, Katie, we've got you on the list anyway. I'm keeping a duplicate list. So we did very well this evening with Clay as at the helm. He was Captain Clay tonight. But anyway, good to hear you on. At least you can hear us, so. Good turnout from a whole bunch of states and few foreign countries as well. And Katie, if you can, get in on the youth sideband contest on Monday evening and get out there and make some calls, because I know there's a lot out there that would love to hear your voice, because you count for some points, actually more points than some of us older guys. So I'm sure that they would love to hear you or your check-in, Katie. But anyway, you have a good evening, and of course wish that your mom a happy birthday, which I already did via Facebook. KGHCX.
Excuse me, Ed, but
This is KD9KYU here. Which family was it that propane tank exploded?
That was the Bailey family. Not their the home next to theirs, which is the brother of the father, exploded. Of course, he did not survive. House went down, of course, and must have caught the Bailey home, and they were burned out as well. So they're looking to settle in the near in the city nearby, which let me look at my that would be Holden, Missouri. If you want to just send your thoughts to them, the dad is KH2JK, Kilo Hotel 2, Juliet Kilo. His name is Joseph. The mother also is a member of the yacht team. She, her name is Christy. And then the four children are Kennedy, Jaden, Joey, and Justin. So at some point when they get settled, they'll rejoin the yacht net again. But that's the information I think you want. Okay? Go ahead.
Thank you, Ed. Could you tell me his call sign once again, please?
Yes, Jacob. His call is Kilo Hotel 2, Juliet Kilo. KH2JK. And you can look him up on QRZ. His email address is there. He's also on our Facebook page. And that's how I found out about it this afternoon, when I sent a Facebook chat message saying that we missed hearing from his children on the Yacht YouthNet. And that's when he came back and told me the sad situation there involving his brother and, of course, losing their house and probably most of their belongings as well. So our thoughts are with them, I'm sure. Go ahead.
What? Just a second, please. I'm sorry, I didn't really catch whose propane tank exploded. Do you think you could say that one more time, please?
I've never talked to the person. It is a brother of the father. He is a ham. He lived right next door. I'd have to go back to the Facebook page. But he is not a yacht member, and I've never talked to him on the radio. But he lived right next door, I believe, and the propane tank back, I think last month, exploded and, of course, took his life. And also, being close proximity to the house, the Bailey home burned as well. But the family is safe, and they're reestablishing another location in Holden, Missouri. Did you get the call of the father? I think he would appreciate any well wishes, because it certainly must be a very, very difficult time for him, the wife, and all the kids. Over.
Yes, Ed, I did get the call of... I did get his call. This is KD9KYU.
Okay, I'm sure Joseph and the family would appreciate well wishes from the yacht members, and they did check in, I think, for several weeks in a row back in February. They are, by the way, the family is homeschooled, and they're very active in their Skywarn group, and they do a lot of outdoor activities, so I'm sure they would appreciate any messages of comfort that they can get to show them that we care, and I certainly do, and I'm sure you do too, Jacob, and all the others. We're not just hams, but we have a connection, and we are all one big family, and that we care about each other. So thanks for the caring there, Jacob. KGHCX.
You're welcome. This is KD9KYU Clear.
KC3CDU KG8CX.
I'm still here, Timothy. Go ahead.
Just double checking that you got ZL4CEL in your log, Terry from New Zealand.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, I had him when you gave me when the first call came through with his I put it down, and we did hear him. And Terry, if you're listening, thanks for checking in to the Yacht Youthnet this evening.
Terry, if you're still me and my tongue get so tongue-tied. Terry, if you're still connected, I'll have to check my app. But if you're still connected, feel free to say a couple of words. Don't be shy. The net is pretty much over. This is kind of like the post-talk fellowship chat thingy-mabob. I don't know, is thingy-mabob a word? Anyway. Feel free to say some things if you're still connected up to my All-Star node. I'll have to check my app, see who's all connected. I have voice telemetry turned off. KC3CDU. Terry dropped out. The only connection that I have here on my All-Star node is the yacht. KC3CDU.
Well, we had a good group on tonight, actually this afternoon, which I'm also including. We had including Anne Marie, who is becoming a celebrity over there in her native England, having been interviewed by BBC, which you can all catch on Facebook, and I'm going to also put it in on the Yacht website as well, and I'll probably include it next week in Yacht News. So some of you may have gotten in twice, which is fine. Denny got in twice, and Andy got in twice, and that's fine. So altogether, I have 35 check-ins, including five this afternoon and the rest this evening. I've got a couple check-ins this evening that showed up on the screen, but I didn't hear any audio. But I still have them on the list because I know that they were listening in. Just maybe it got too long for some of them and they didn't want to hang around. But I think Clay did a good job. So with that, I will say 73 to all of you. Again, the support is very much appreciated. And hope to hear you all well. Monday night, if you can make it. Tuesday night, we're on every night next week. As far as I know, I'll be available. But if I'm not, if I'm late, somebody can always start the group going for our evening chats. So, and don't forget, the Monday evening Youth Sideband Contest runs for just 1 hour. But we want to give them as much yacht cooperation and support as we can. KGHCX.
Hi, this is Extra Class Amateur Radio Operator, K5DCC. I just upgraded to my Extra Class last year. You know how I did it? I used HamTest Online. Did you know that HamTest Online is the top-rated study program on eham.net? 97% of reviewers gave them 5 stars. They have more 5-star user reviews than all other study methods combined, and success is guaranteed. If you fail the amateur radio license exam, they will refund your subscription. It's a no-brainer. You pass the exam or get a full refund. Try it for yourself at hamtestonline.com.